Lawton, 1963. I was in the Army at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in what then seemed a colossal waste of time, but in retrospect, was really a very important part of my life. The town adjacent to Fort Sill, Lawton, had no industry, but it did have bars, clip joints, tookers, and whatever else could separate the soldier from his money. It also had an Indian section, a Mexican section, a black section, a white soldier section, and a white real people section. The New York City had neighborhoods, Italian neighborhoods, Jewish neighborhoods, Irish neighborhoods, black neighborhoods. But we never thought of New York City as segregated. Maybe we should have. But Lawton was definitely segregated. Anyway, my platoon had an IG inspection, and we did exceptionally well. My platoon sergeant, a very sharp soldier, whom I respected, gathered us together and said, "I'm proud of you. You did very well. Supply sergeant and I just bought about a mile out of town. Come on down. The first one's on us." No dope he, if we started drinking the malt from nowhere, we were there to stay. As anyone knowing us might expect, Warren from the old neighborhood and I were the first ones from my unit to arrive. I was into around my third beer when Bob, also from Inwood, walked in with two other folks, both black. The bartender saw me greet them and said to me, "I can't serve those folks." It was obvious that he meant the black folks. I explained that my sergeant owned this place and invited us down for a beer, and these folks were part of the unit. "No good," the bartender said, that they should have known the invitation didn't include them. That, of course, set me off, and I was soon as persona non grata as my black friends. Out in the parking lot, I said, "Okay, where can we get the drink together?" Only to be told, "No place in this town." So they went to their bars, and then Bob Warren and I went to ours. I was reluctant to say anything to my platoon sergeant. He was, after all, my superior. But 4 weeks later, after I was transferred to another unit, I was sitting in the bar with a book and a pitcher of beer. Not an unusual sight when Sergeant Jones came in the door. I waved him over to my table, poured him the beer, then told him the story. He said, "I feel terrible. I hate to cause anyone to be embarrassed." Great, he wouldn't let that happen again in his bar. But he added, "We really don't mix down here." I plunged right in. "What do you think of Sergeant Larry, his black superior? He's a fine soldier and a gentleman. Would you have a beer with him? I have in the NCO club. He's good company." Undaunted and not knowing when to quit, I went on. "Would you have him to your house?" He looked at me as though I'd bereft of my senses. "I have a wife and daughter." I had no idea what to say. I mumbled something, changed the subject, finished my beer, and went on my way. That was 46 years ago. Things have changed greatly. Barack Obama now commands the armed forces. But are we all different? I hope so.